Righty. Welcome to the Human Podcast. Get your fucking bitch-ass kids out the room. Get your sensitive ears out the room. Get your highly offended asses out the room. Because we go hard. And we're going to get you angry. Your Republican dad is going to love us. Except for my wife. And your Republican dad will be like, I want him as my son. He's so Republican. Oh, he voted for Trump? Oh my God, I'm going to come.
Okay, to be fair, I'm mostly pissed off by the fact that we're being listened to by reproducers.
I mean, I don't think anybody's actually listening to us. I think like the highest day we've had is like 20 in a day.
That was what, mostly FBI people?
Oh God, I hope. But we do got Courtney here with us. Fucking, cleaning her pits so we can't smell her through the computer. Thank God.
I don't know. Her BO could be that strong.
I took a shower a little bit before you guys.
Who puts deodorant on right after a shower?
Me.
Why?
Because, like, for some reason, my pits get really stinky after a shower. Like, it doesn't matter if I wash them or anything. Like, after, like, the shower, it just, like, it, like, erases everything and, like, the BO bacteria just come, I don't know. Maybe I have something wrong with me.
Do you have a bacterial infection in your pits? Like Courtney does?
I got one in my ass too, but stinks real bad.
Okay, I don't wear deodorant unless I'm going to work. Well, like, I do not wear deodorant in my house.
I don't wear
deodorant. Have you ever noticed that?
I wear deodorant when my pits are stinky, and I'm like, ugh, that's gross.
I know, but my pits really don't smell that bad at all.
Yeah, I wear deodorant for me, not for you. The fuck?
Like, do I need to wear deodorant for you? Like, do I stink?
I would say something to you. I'd be like, oh my God. Okay. Have you seen, like, that video of, like, the dude, like, lifting up the chick's arms and, like, putting deodorant on him?
No.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah, let me see if I can pull that shit up.
He would do it.
Dude puts deodorant on chick.
I know there's an episode where Gordon Ramsay makes an employee go buy deodorant.
Oh, yeah. Reddit's got my back. Thank you, guys, at Reddit. Oh, no, that's not it. No, it's like this girl, like, in, like, a club, and this guy just comes up to her, like, completely out of the fucking blue, and just, like, lifts up her arm and, like, sticks deodorant, and she's, like, looking at the camera, like, what the fuck is going on? She is so damn confused. Like, oh my God, I fucking hate this shit. And it's, like, it's embarrassing, but it's, like, oh, she needed it, you know. The fact that she's not resisting at all. It's like, yeah, I needed this, but I wish there wasn't a camera right there.
I think she was just shell-shocked that someone would have the audacity to do that.
I mean,
isn't she, like, wasted, too? Like, I'm assuming if you're in a club, you're wasted, right? That's the whole point you go to a club is to get wasted, right?
I mean,
yeah.
You get to go to the club to
get wasted.
Oh, found it. So,
wait, it's not even a good. Okay, this is not at all what I was envisioning. I thought it was like some girl dancing in the middle of a crowd and some dude snuck up on her room, was like putting it on her pits while she was like dancing with her hands in the air. That is such a letdown.
Yeah, no, she's just standing there. She's like, tch, tch.
That is such a letdown. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah.
The reality I envisioned was so much cooler.
I was imagining something different.
Yeah, everyone always is.
Yeah, it's a letdown.
It's like losing your virginity. It's like, oh my God, this can be such a magical day. And for girls, it's like, oh, this hurts. I don't like this. For dudes, it's like, 30 seconds, yeah. And then you like fucking tell your bros, it's like, yeah, I was fucking for like 4 hours. It was great. Such a good fucking time. Yeah, I made her come like 60 times.
I mean, that is a brag.
And then, you know, she won't ever say anything. Like, they just never talk ever again.
Well, I don't think teenage sex is that great.
Yeah, we've gone over this before. Yeah, fucking, freshman fingerings are just, I'm going to use what I learned. I'm going to do this. And, like, would this feel good in you?
thought you were going to do like a Digimon thing, but okay.
Would this feel good in you? Like one of the pink ones stink? Just, yeah.
Like, please.
Just, you know, porn tells us, like, porn logic is just weird.
Porn logic isn't logic.
It's the greatest logic of all time. It porn logic is hope for fucking horny men. It is always the hope. It's like, oh no, I poured a little bit of milk on your shirt and you take it off and suck my dick.
Ew.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not stuff that happens really. Or porn logic. I'm going to go to a fucking doctor's appointment and the fucking doctor is going to be a hot nurse that's going to fuck me.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
There's some really creepy gynecological ones that are just disgusting.
Yeah, no, those aren't the ones I watch. The ones I watch are the ones where, like, for some reason there's, like, a curtain in between, like, the dude's head and cock, just, like, down the middle.
It's like a glory hole?
No, like he's, like, laying on a bed, and it's, like, you know, a curtain that coming down from the ceiling, you know, at his waist, and, like, somebody starts sucking his dick, and his, like, wife is, like, at his head, and she's like, oh, you know, are you okay? I'm like, he's like, yeah, I'm fine, you know. And she's like,
the fuck?
Yeah, porn logic. I love it. It's top notch. I'm just like, I've never seen that ever. In a hot, like the fucking, you know, come down from the ceiling, split your body in half. Bullshit.
Those are not good things.
You know, that's like what happens when like they're about to cut off your cock and you don't want to see.
Basically, yeah.
It's like, oh, no. It's like, chink. It's like, oh, God, it's gone. But...
There are situations where you can't put a patient under anesthesia because it'll kill them. So what you fucking do is you just give them a fuck ton of pain meds and some nerve blocks and you cover that, you like hide it from them so they don't see and you get to work.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The best thing to do if you
That's
ever get...
That's why epidurals were originally invented and then people figured out they could use them for other things.
Yeah, like anal
sex. They were first
sex.
Used in cows.
Oh.
What? Oh. What?
Nothing. We're moving on. Don't you worry about what I said.
No, what you both say? Like, you both said it at the same time.
She said something about, you know, using it on horses.
No, I said cows. Cows.
But.
Cows.
Yeah, I mean, like your mom. Great.
Cacows.
Cacows. Yeah, use it on your... On your mom, so when you're going in her ass, she doesn't even feel it. And she's like, still making dinner while you fucking her ass.
Who wants to fuck their mother in their ass?
I mean, nobody. But, like, porn logic. Like, there was a... Do you remember, like, the I'm the Cook episode? I think we even have an episode called I'm the Cook. Where, like, the dude comes in, he's, like, doing karate chops on dudes. And, like, the girl's, like, sucking fat dicks. And he's like... You know, she's like, who are you? And he, like, looks up at the camera. I'm the cook.
Oh, my God, yes!
I'm pretty sure that's the same episode that we watched Asian Dick Cheese.
Asian? Oh.
Yeah, Courtney's, like, having, like, PTSD flashbacks. Like, oh, no. You know, but she's seen the worst of the worst.
Okay, you know what? No. Courtney can't say shit because I had to watch it twice. Because first you showed it to me and then I had to rewatch it on the podcast. So my suffering is greater.
Ew.
Yeah, I've watched it like six times and beat off
to
it twice.
Neanderthal.
Yeah, like dudes, we're like, you know, we'll watch something horrible like Tom Segura breaking his arm. But like, I'm sure there's like three dudes that like beat off to it. It's like, you know, yeah, like it.
Men are filth.
Yeah. We
I'm not disagreeing with you in any way, shape, or
all,
form.
All dudes ever want to fucking do is get our dicks wet. You know, we are born, we want to, you know, give our secret sauce to all the girls to create more fucking people, and then we die happy.
Like In and Out.
In and Out. Just, you know, coming, shoot. and like, the freakier it is, like, the more, like, a dude will, like, tend to enjoy it. It's like, oh, let's go through a car wash and then fuck while the car wash is going. See, like, you know, some girls...
That would be fun, yeah, but it'd have to be a long car wash.
Girls will hem and haw over it. Like, yeah,
no, that'd be fun. I like the sounds it makes when you go through the car wash. That would be fun.
I mean, you know, I don't know what I'd do with the extra 4 minutes, you know, in the car wash, I'd be done in like 30 seconds. I'm like, okay, we're done. You know, like open up the, you know, the sunroof, make let's clean off this cum. It's like the whole flapper things come and like, yep, get in there.
No, I don't want the flappers in the car.
I love the fucking
like the spinny flaps or the soft ones that go back and forth.
The spinny flaps.
I just want the soft flaps, not the spinny flaps. Those are just for tires.
But I love the fucking videos of people going through and destroying their car in a car wash because like they, you know, did something wrong.
Or the dude, the black dude who forgot his window didn't roll up all the way anymore.
Just anything. Like there's a fucking video of like where the back hatch opens and then like the, you know, bar comes and just rips the hatch off.
So when that happens, who pays for the new car?
The fucking owner of the car, you dumb shit. And they also have to pay for the repairs to the car wash.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah.
How so?
Because they're the ones that were in control of the car and did something that we weren't supposed to do. They were given clear instructions, and if you go through a car wash and do something irresponsible, you can sue the car wash.
Oh my god.
What?
You know the Quick Quack car wash?
Yeah.
So one time I was there and like there was this chick who was like parked out front and she was screaming at the manager saying that they had fucking fucked up her vendor. And I literally just saw the guy like put his hands to be like, ma'am, this is the fifth time you've come here this month. Can you just fucking leave?
Yeah. No, it's seriously like, like Jesus fucking Christ. Like people will try and sue like the car wash, be like, how dare you do this to me? And then, you know, they get countersued and you just don't ever hear that story because the interest wanes at that point.
Well, duh.
So you're like, fuck it. I don't care.
Oh my goodness.
But I love those fucking videos. Just, you know, people get to the end where like the fucking conveyor belt's done with you and it's like, go. And then people gun it and like they hit like the edge or like hit another car. I'm like, oh, you know. My heart goes out to, you know, the innocent people, but, you know, that idiot.
What if they had giant ones of those for, like, big trucks, like what you drive?
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Do they come in colors, too?
No.
Aw, I like the rainbow colors.
Pretty much what it is, like, they're very far and few between.
Uh-huh.
Mostly, it's a big old drive-thru. You do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They also have ones at truck stops where you can pay a guy like $50 and they'll wash your entire truck.
Sometimes, oh, nice.
Like $100, you know, depends on your truck. But yeah, they'll fucking wash it, polish it. Depends on what you want. but yeah, usually you're just doing it yourself. We like at my company, we hire a crew that comes down and sprays it all fucking down and like leaves soap suds all in my fucking mirrors.
Ew, gross.
Yeah, I fucking hate them. I'm like, so I have like go through and like polish up my fucking mirrors. I'm like, can you just like, you know, do my fucking mirrors a little bit better? They don't. They're fucking lazy pieces of shit.
But the rest of the car looks nice.
Yeah, I mean it gets the dirt off, gets the grime off. It, you know, prevents corrosion, whatever.
Is your chrome shiny?
No.
Aw.
Because we get these, you know, we go through Ryder, and Ryder has fucking shit wheels and shit everything. So the second they change your fucking tires out, they're done for. Sucks.
Aww.
But let's get into some stories. So I got, you know, 5 stories. And let's talk about that racist chick from New York City. Have you seen this video, Courtney? Of the racist chick screaming at the young black kid that, you know, he stole her phone.
Oh.
Yeah, you've seen this. Everyone's seen this.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, everyone's heard of it or, you know, something. But it was a girl named Maya Ponsetto, a 22-year-old dumb bitch from California. From your neck of the woods, actually.
Yeah.
So, it might have been you. Was it you, Courtney? Were you out there screaming at black kids?
No. You'd
be like, dumb N-words. How dare you steal my iPhone? And, like, the father was, like, some jazz player. His name was, like, Keaton Harold. And So he's just filming it, and the kid's just giving up no ground. And he's like, no, this is my phone. The father's like, yeah, no, this is his phone. You what? You think there's, you know, only one iPhone in the world? She left her fucking iPhone in an Uber.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now she's in prison.
No.
Well, she's under arrest. I hope she gets
She went under arrest. As they saw her, like two blocks from her house, and in California, they lit her up. This shit happened in New York.
Right.
They lit her up, followed her to her house, and then, you know, she ran and tried to slam the door in the face of the cops. They fucking arrested her, and they're trying to charge her with, like, resisting arrest. But I'm like, there's nothing really I feel like all charges are going to be dropped. This whole fucking thing is going to be dropped.
Well, yeah, because she's white.
But, mm-hmm. you know, her future is ruined. Anything that she had really going on, it's fucking done. I'm like, good. You know, this is what we want. Mm-hmm. We want, you know, the racist to be like, okay, maybe if I'm overly racist, you know, just take a step back and be like, okay, this is going to seem a little too racist. I better not do this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she would have, like, made a formal apology, be like, I am sorry, you know, I was stressing because I had everything on my phone. And
there's no excuse for racism.
Well, there's an excuse for blaming for someone that you think has your phone. You know, it looks racist, but, you know, if I see, you know, someone with this phone cover, you know, and I'm like, oh shit, where's my phone? I'll be like, hey, bud, can I see that phone really quick? You know. And it's like, oh, I left my phone at home. Sorry about that. No worries.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if I'm, you know, holding my phone, you know, I'm playing on my phone, someone comes up to me and is like, hey, bud, can I see that phone really quick? I'll be like, no. Fuck off. You know, I get, you know, their perspective of like, be like, no, fuck off, bitch. This is my phone. I shouldn't have to show you shit. I didn't steal your fucking phone.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, she got arrested, and I'm sure her future is going to be fucked for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Story number two, Dr. Dre, you know, the fucking rapper that Courtney likes.
With Beats?
Yeah. You know, Beats by Dr. Dre, that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Guy that signed Eminem. I'm sure you've heard of him. He had a brain aneurysm this week, you know, on the 6th, I think it was. And while he was in the hospital, some thieves tried to break in and rob his fucking house. Like, four guys. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. You know,
you can die from those.
Oh, yeah. You can die very well. You could, you know, lose a whole lot more than what he fucking did.
But if you die, it's like a nice quick death.
No, it sometimes not. Like, I knew one chick in middle school that had a brain aneurysm, and the only thing that she remembered was sign language. Like, she was in the sign language club. Like, we were, like, the group of, like, misfits. They're like, fuck it. Why not? You know, and I learned sign language in middle school. I know, like, a little bit. I know the alphabet. I can, you know, have a conversation with somebody, kind of.
By spelling letters.
Yes. I'm like a fucking retard to fucking, you know, deaf people. I'm sorry. You know, be proud of me.
I am always proud of you.
You know, I at least know the how many fucking letters of the alphabet do you know in ASL?
I know fuck you and that's it.
Yeah, that's this. It's the middle finger. It's pretty universal.
Universal.
And people don't realize that American Sign Language, there's other languages.
Oh, and I can sign I'm a fat cow.
You know.
That's it.
I'm a FATCOW. Your fucking cat. Jesus Christ. Like, she tries to get this motherfucking cat to come into the room, into the quote unquote studio. Come on, retard.
He's not retarded, he's a ragdoll. They're all like that.
I mean, maybe I should start signing at him. Maybe he's just deaf. And he's like, oh my gosh, this guy, he can communicate with me, but he's fucking retarded.
And basically the only human he pays attention to.
Whatever. But yeah, so fucking Dr. Dre, you know, It's getting all fucked up. Eminem's over there rapping about brain damage. He has a song called Brain Damage. I know you white people don't, you know.
Wait, so you're talking about the rapper, not the candy?
Yeah, the rapper. Oh. Eminem, Marshall Mathers.
I didn't know his real name started with M's. I thought it was just his rap name.
Eminem, Marshall Mathers.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's how he got the fucking name. Fucking.
If your name is Marshall, you can never have a short name because either it's Marsh or it's Hell.
No, it's never Hell. It's never Marsh either.
Exactly. It can only be Marshall.
He's Eminem.
Exactly.
Or you go by your last name.
The Mark.
What? Cut out there.
You can always be Mark.
Yeah, no, he's Eminem. Yeah, that's just who he's going to be for the rest of his life. But yeah, this motherfucker, you know, got all fucked up. And now he's doing fine. So, good news. You can look forward to, you know, raps about brain aneurysms now.
Oh my goodness.
If you're an artist, you sing about your trauma.
Story number three. We're going to just get into it. This is the only time it's ever going to get brought up. And, oh, my wife makes me so mad when we talk about this.
Mm-hmm. It's so much fun for me.
Infuriating. The Capitol fucking building riot. The one on fucking January 6th. You know, we couldn't even get a week into this fucking year, and people have to fuck it up for me.
Yep.
So, you know, everyone's, you know, repeating the stupid fucking joke. This is what white privilege... Shut the fuck up. You know, this is what not inciting mass riots through 200 million fucking angry, stupid, idiotic white people looks like.
You know.
Fucking let them get arrested. Let them go to fucking jail because they can pay their fucking bonds. They can pay the court fees. Mm-hmm. It's beneficial for everyone. It's like, okay, you know, two people were fucking actually killed at the riot. Three were fucking died from medical emergency. These old fucking boomers had heart attacks. Like, oh, my heart, it can't take it. One guy tased himself, reportedly, and then had a heart attack because he accidentally tased himself. It's these fucking white-ass motherfuckers that do not know how to handle guns, and then they're gonna like, yeah, fucking, I'm angry at you for a reason. I don't know why. You know, the only person I kind of feel a little bit bad for are Ashley Babbitt and the fucking officer, fucking Sicknick or whatever the fuck his name was. I don't even give a shit about what his name was. I'm like, you should have just gotten out of there, you know, followed suit with all the other officers. They shouldn't have killed him, but that's what happens.
Yeah.
Look at Courtney, like, going to, like, look at what his name is to, like, prove me wrong or something.
Oh, probably not. This is the first Courtney's heard of it.
But, yeah.
Oh, no, I've heard of it.
Everyone's heard of it. This has been, like, the biggest news in forever. You know, she has to, like, tell her dad to, like, stop jacking off, you know, when he has, like, she has to come in and, like, take care of him. He's like, oh, yeah, the white man is, you know, taking over. Ugh! It's like, Dad, can you please stop? Like, I have to, you know, wipe your bum and all that shit.
Oh my god.
I'm sure your dad would be totally on board with all these riots and all that, except for the fact that he can't fucking walk.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, damn it. If I could walk, I'd be there marching, taking back our country. I remember a great time. But no. He can't walk. Sad.
Oh my goodness, my poor dad.
I know. And you know, what makes it even worse is Donald Trump was banned from Twitter and Reddit. So his subreddit got banned and his Twitter is banned.
He had a subreddit?
He had a subreddit.
Holy shit.
Called Donald Trump.
Oh my god, I've lost a lot of respect for Reddit.
I mean, they banned it. They banned fucking Legion of Skanks.
Too little, too late.
Yeah, no.
In reference to Trump, not to your heroes.
Yeah, I mean, fucking... God damn, I was so upset when they banned Legion of Skanks. How the fuck am I supposed to see, you know, famous comedians' assholes now?
OnlyFans.
I'm not paying.
I thought you were.
I have never paid for OnlyFans. I'm on, because they have, like, free fucking things where they're like, hey, come see us do comedy for free on OnlyFans because they're paying us to do that. I'm like, but I've lost, like, my login information. So I'm like, oh, that's for the best.
Uh-huh,
that way I can't, you know, see these whores, you know, open up their pussy lips at me. Like, oh, let me see what's in there. You got secrets in there?
Does every pussy on the inside look the same?
No. There are some disgusting inside pussies.
But shouldn't everyone have the same basic anatomic structure?
They should, and that's what makes it even worse.
Ew.
You know, there's fucking prolapse pussies. Let's look them up.
Okay, I am excluding hentai pussies from this because hentai pussies are just bizarre, and there's a wide range of bizarreness. Prolapse vagina. I don't want to look at a prolapse vagina.
I do.
Ew.
I'll look at it by myself.
No, it's what I want to look like in like fucking 10 years when my fucking pelvic floor finally gives up.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy. It's like a fucking balloon. Jesus,
although, quite honestly, there's a lot less to prolapse out now that I think about it.
Hey, show me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The ass prolapse, too.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so it's...
Not again. So not again.
The pussy is, like, kind of blown out. And the ass is, like, a fucking... There's, like, an apple stuck in her ass or something crazy. And it's an old chick, too. You can see, like, her saggy everything.
Well, that's why it's prolapsing, because her fucking pelvic floor gave out when she fucking went into menopause.
Oh, here's a good one.
No, it looks like an inverted breast.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah. It's like lesions on it. It's gross.
That needs surgery to fix. That's not going to get better on its own.
That's really sad.
No, there's a part when you prolapse too much and your body can't, like, spring it back. Like, you have to go back and insert it and stitch it back into place.
Yeah, I mean, like... There's fucking gray hairs on this pussy. It's done for.
Ugh, it's a dead possum. Yeah.
Is that like shit inside of her fucking pussy? Like, what is that?
I'm not looking.
I mean, it's a pretty pink color. Like, it's a pink. It's a hot pink that you'd like.
Shut up. Do not.
See, you can just see.
No.
Look, it's super dimmed in. It's just the color. It's just the color.
Okay, show it to Courtney and make sure Courtney verifies this.
It's just the color, Courtney, right?
Yeah, it's just the color.
See? Look.
Okay. Fine, I do like that shade of pink. Now take it away.
Take it away. Boom.
No, fuck you. My eyes were still closed.
Oh my gosh.
No, I learned from my lessons.
Yeah, you're like, don't ever look at any fucking crazy shit my husband will show me.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, because I'll just be like, here, check this out. This is
no. Ghost. I'm saying when you flashed it, I still had my eyes closed. I did not see it. Nope. I'm literally talking with my eyes closed.
I mean, like, this is almost worse than Goatsy.
I'm not even going to ask.
What Goatsy is? Goatsy was like that cringy thing that, you know, back in the day. Let me see, like, if they even. Goatsee, I think. I don't know. See, like, that's essentially what it is. It's just a donut.
Why?
What the fuck?
See.
That's not a donut, that's a Danish.
Whatever.
It's a Danish?
Pretty much, it's just a fucking anus that's, like, stretched wide open.
Ew.
And it's like, look, and my anus.
Yeah, it's a gaping anus.
It's a gaping anus. Courtney knows. Oh, wow. She's...
Wait, Goatsy means gaping anus?
I mean, I don't know what it means. That's what it is.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Or blue waffle.
Okay, so goats, like the actual animal goat, are not involved then?
No.
Okay, no. I was so confused.
Yeah, I don't think Alex would pull that.
It's like blue waffle. There's no waffles, you know, involved. Courtney, do you know what blue waffle is?
It's not a waffle made with blueberries.
I do not know what blue waffle is.
Oh my god, I'm about to blow your mind.
Like a waffle covered in blue fondant?
Come on, just show me an actual fucking picture. Quit being a pussy about it.
So is it going to actually be colored blue?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're just showing... Oh, my God. Blue off. Come on. They have, like, scrubbed the internet of all like, the fucking pictures.
It's that bad?
It was like a fucked up pussy.
Oh, so it wasn't going to be blue?
No. It was like a disgusting ass fucking...
So why don't you search for blue waffle pussy then? Like, add more words.
Oh my gosh.
Give the internet more keywords. It'll give you more results.
There you go.
I'm busy drinking my wine.
Blue waffle.
Ew.
Oh, her face. Ah. Mwah. Fantastic.
Ew, it looks like mussels.
Yeah, I mean,
like the ones you slurp out of the shell.
She has, like, so many goddamn flaps. Proud of her.
Why are you proud of me?
No, of the woman with blue waffle. Just, yeah, disgusting.
Okay, I first thought it was, like, an oil painting, and then I realized it wasn't. Then I was sad.
Really?
It looked like an oil painting at first. It had all the swirls.
Well, it's fucking stupid. This was shit back in like the early 2000s that we'd send each other and be like, dude.
Back when you were on 4chan?
Yeah, back in the 4chan days, unfortunately. Yes, I was one of those
4chan days.
Back in the 4chan days when I would go on B and fucking be like shitpost. And people would like go on like request and get myself banned. I remember one time, like, I went to, like, it's like Sac Anime. I was at, like, the main hotel and decided to get it all fucking banned from 4chan. Like, I like, went in and, like, posted, like, shitting dick nipples, like, in, like, a, you know, work safe board. And, yeah, they just, like, yeah, you're banned from all of 4chan. You can't even look at it. You're an asshole. I'm like, I don't care. And people were like,
aww. That's so sad.
People are so mad. They're like, you piece of shit. How? Like, they didn't know who it was me, but like, somebody fucking got us all banned.
I'm so, like, dicks shitting nipples?
So, it was a picture of like a hentai chick.
Uh-huh.
And like, she had like, you know, nipples, uh-huh, but the nipples were dicks and they were shitting.
They were
shitting dick nipples.
How do you know they were shitting? They're so asshole.
Yeah.
Let me pull it up.
It wasn't ejaculating?
Oh, yeah. Boom. There you go.
What the? Okay, give me this.
Boom.
Shitting dick nipples.
What the fuck?
Was that Trump?
Yeah, Tron walked in the room.
Oh.
Okay, right, what now really does it for me is, like, the fucking... Yeah, the hair.
There you go. Shitting dick nipples.
Like, you don't even see the hair at first. Like, you just see the worst parts of it. And then, like, after you really look at it, then you can't ignore that trail.
Yeah, the trail.
What did you call it?
Shitting dick nipples.
No, the trail. What?
The treasure trail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the look on her face, just everything.
Oh, I didn't even look at her face, to be honest.
Fortune, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's other fucking photos.
Oh, I don't need to see more. Although, actually, that kind of looked like the lake monster from Lord of the Rings outside of the caves.
Well, I'm proud that people can draw this shit.
You shall not pass. Like, pre that scene.
I mean, like... You know, these are the types of people I'm like, I want to hire you to draw something crazy. And it's like, here's my portfolio. It's like, okay.
Ew. You know what I just remembered?
What?
I just remembered that picture Adrian drew of you where you like had a vagina with like octopus arms coming out of it and a scroll girl outfit with pigtails.
I still have it.
I know. I haven't found it, so I can't burn it.
You're never going to burn that. I'm going to like make
I'm going to get it framed. You know what?
I'm going to make
it. What if I got a tattoo of it? And put it like right on my back, so every time we fucked, you would have to look at it.
I would come on that fucking photo. Like, my dick wouldn't even enter your pussy. I would come like I see it every fucking time. I'm like, I blow my fucking load. Like,
don't make that noise. You know I don't like that noise.
You love that noise. It's your favorite noise.
Ew.
You just yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kick you.
You know, I'm like, oh, you're like, I don't get none. I'm like. Your tattoo got it all. Just like in the tattoo parlor. Like, sorry about that.
No, the skin's all open and raw. Don't do it right then and there. At least give it 24 hours.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it'll be good protein.
Courtney, shut your fucking mouth.
It'll help you heal faster.
Okay, no. That's like the fucking doctor who wrote the study saying that women who ingest semen, for women who are in like the first trimester and having trouble with morning sickness, they should give their husbands blowjobs and like digest the semen because apparently the body doesn't recognize the baby because it's like part semen. So like it's introduced in the genes from another orifice and it's supposed to take away the morning sickness. Like that fucking asshole published that study.
That guy's a genius and no. I love him.
No. Do you want your dick vomited on? No woman
I mean,
who wants maybe. Morning sickness is going to suck a dick. I guarantee it.
I mean, like...
Guarantee it.
Who knows? I haven't had my dick fucking thrown up on. Maybe I might like it. Maybe that might be
You've
my...
had your dick thrown up on.
Right? Maybe that might be my kink. Like, oh, yeah. Oh,
no.
Gag, yeah. Now, you've gagged on my cock for sure. You've never thrown up
No, on I legit did, and I just swallowed it and kept on going, because I'm a trooper.
Why were you... When? You.
That was years ago. That was when I was, like, first learning how to deep throat.
What a fucking trooper.
I know, right?
Should have thrown up like all over me and just been
No, and I was so fucking drunk. Like, oh my god. It was just terrible. But I had started things, so I had to finish it, you know?
Courtney, have you ever thrown up on a cock?
Courtney? No.
I love the fact that she doesn't have headphones, so like her dad can like hear what's going on. Just makes it even fucking better. Just like,
yeah, I went into their room earlier because I got stuff from Sonic.
Like during the shitting dick early. Nipples part, she's like, no, can you keep it like G-rated while I go in and speak to my, you know,
father? She's the youngest person there, so the G-rating is for her.
I mean, this is all she wants. She's like, can we get through an episode with just something normal? Just like a normal episode where I just laugh at the jokes and you just tell jokes and we laugh. And that's the podcast.
I don't think that Courtney. Would be possible.
No, it's never
Courtney.
Oh my
Courtney,
gosh,
look
guys.
At me. Courtney, look at me. Are you looking at me? Yeah. We're going to be 30 in 2 years.
Yeah, oh, I'm fuck up. I'm 30 this year, you fucking bitches.
I know.
Shut your asses up.
You're like a sexy elderly gentleman now. You'll start going like gray on like the sideburns.
Yeah, sorry. Is that like the gay version? Is that one full of semen?
Salt and pepper.
She has like a fucking vape pen that's all rainbow. And it's like,
yeah.
It's full of semen. I'm sure of it.
That's why it's rainbow color.
It's for gay men. So they can like vape their semen. Back.
No, Courtney's why. She gets to partake of the rainbow.
Yeah, no, it's for gay men exclusively. Gay women don't get the rainbow.
Courtney's not gay. She's bi. That's different.
Yeah. No. Rainbow is everything, remember?
It's LGBTQ. I said it right in the order. Yes.
I am the gayest one here.
I'm not denying that.
Of
but
everyone.
Gay is different from bi.
Okay, I'm the biased one here. I have, I haven't ever sucked a dick, but I would definitely let a man suck my dick. But I've, done gay shit with dudes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with experimentation.
No.
It's natural.
Well, I've never had my dick sucked by a dude, but I would.
Yeah. And I'm saying you can.
Oh, I'm going to.
Yeah, I know.
Just the opportunity never presents itself. Gay dudes
don't. Well, do you ever ask for the opportunity to be given to you?
No, I'm not.
Then you can't be mad if it doesn't sit in your lap.
Okay, you want me to go start asking gay dudes to suck my dick?
You don't have to be sucked off by a gay dude. You can be sucked off whatever kind of dude you want.
Well, straight dudes aren't, like, lining up to suck my penis.
Then go find a bi dude. Or find whatever dude you want.
I will...
Yeah.
I will definitely do that. Like, I'm sure, like, if I go down to, like, Texas, no. I can...
Babe, what? You have to get your dick sucked by a guy because I want a comparison to my blowjobs to a guy's blowjob.
Oh, you're going to fucking be sorely disappointed when you suck at blowjobs.
I know, but I want critiques so I can improve.
I'll be like, stick your tongue out, look me in the eye when you suck my
I'm
dick.
I'm not looking you in the eye.
Call me daddy while you're choking on my cock.
I already do that.
You're just like...
I'm not going to make choking noises.
You call him daddy?
Duh.
While choking on my cock.
Yeah, because your cock's so big.
Yeah, well, I'm like, don't lie. Don't stop lying.
I can't choke on it if it's small.
Yeah, you're like, it's like Tic Tac. Trust me.
I don't like Tic Tacs.
Tiny little penis. Like my penis, when it's flaccid, is like a third ball. I'm like, you know, jacking off a ball. I'm like, nope, that's a ball. That's a ball. Okay, there's my penis. It's a grower, not a shower. What?
Don't ever say that again, because... I really don't like your balls, and I really don't want a comparison of your balls to your dick.
Yeah, my balls to my dick. It's an exact comparison. You're like,
it's not. It's why like, did you do that to me?
You look at it upside down and put like fucking eyeballs on the balls, and yeah.
It's you a fucking, do that?
I mean, I would. I should. I should
you
do
want
that.
Some googly eyes? I can get,
you get some googly eyes and put them on my penis and like put it upside down.
We could go to Michael's tomorrow.
I mean, if it's not snowing. But. Let's finish up these fucking news stories.
Oh, I totally forgot this is what we were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right? Trump got banned from social media. And Derek Evans, the fucking West Virginia House person, resigned. Because he was there.
Wait, he was partaking in the fucking riot?
Yep, he was partaking in the riot. Like an idiot. And most of these people are now getting arrested. The dude wearing the horns got arrested.
Just care about the dude who sat in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Arrested.
Thank God.
Why? Why? Are you like, we're sisters, we have vaginas, and we're sisters of the same kind.
Women supporting women.
We're vagina sisters.
And kicking men out of the office and saying, I'm the boss now.
Fuck Nancy Pelosi. That dumb vampire bitch.
Yeah, I don't like her.
She's a vampire. Guaranteed. That's why she always wears a neck scarf.
I think she's hypocritical.
Oh, she totally is. And I hate her hair.
But whatever. We're moving off of this.
Mm-hmm.
Story number four. Florida inmates. Our Florida story. Ooh.
A clincher.
They have been defrauding the California unemployment system.
From Florida?
Yeah. For like $40 million.
Seriously,
they've been applying for unemployment benefits while incarcerated and getting them. And yeah, so like one guy got like $10,000 in unemployment because they're just like trying to run through these really quick and like approved, everybody's approved.
So like what happens when you earn money but you're in jail? Do you get access to that money?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think California is just SOL. Like, they're trying to take back as much as they can, but what else can they fucking do?
Slap them
with, they'll slap them with another charge, but whatever.
Money's gone.
The dude that got, like, $10,000 was in prison for murder, so he doesn't care. He's like, oh, whatever. And then story number five, the feel-good story. Not really. Not feeling good for me. But over there in Indonesia, remember earlier I told you the story, babe, about the castrations?
Oh, I thought it was in India. It's in Indonesia?
Indonesia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much anybody that threatens violence upon children, anyone under the age of 18, like sexual violence or anything, they get castrated for like a minimum of 2 years.
Like it's a chemical castration, so it's like it wears off.
Aww. So, yeah, like,
yeah, they, right? It should be permanent, right?
It's like an anti-Viagra.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'm not even in the mood. I can't fuck these kids. I'm not in the mood to fuck these fucking Indonesian kids. God damn it. Mm-hmm. Just And they like want to put like an electrical device like on their cocks to see if like they're, you know, getting sexually excited. So it's like after like 2 years of not getting sexually excited, I think you like move on to like things, and like that's why like Stephen Hawking was so smart, because like after, you know, he stopped fucking and was in his wheelchair, I'm like, I'm a robot, blah 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 blah. You know, that then he's like, I'm gonna figure out the mysteries of the world.
I wonder if
he was married three times, right?
You know, he's like super like abusive and, you know, misogynistic too.
Yeah, no, he's a dick.
No, dead is the word you're looking for.
Still a dick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he was. And I'm sure, you know, God was like laughing at his expense, like, haha, retard. You know, and he like rolls up to the, you know, gates of heaven, but it's a bunch of stairs. Like, no!
My dad would be able to crawl up.
You'd be like, yeah, he does it with the little lobster hands.
Yeah.
Gets up there. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you're Republican? Yeah, that's downstairs for the Republicans. Y'all go downstairs. Uh-uh. He's like, no, I'm Christian. I believe in God. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands. You hear that? The Republic.
Oh my God.
I don't even know that.
You don't know the Pledge of Allegiance that we had to fucking say every fucking day? Did none of you say this shit?
So my dad may say it for like a year, and then that was it after it for homeschool.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh my God, listen to you like trying to catch up, Courtney.
She's like just, you know, she's like the type of person that sings a song but like lags behind. She's like,
yeah, that's exact. Alex doesn't notice it because mostly she's high.
Yeah, my wife's just high and she's like, yeah. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks better run. Oh shit, what are we talking about?
Yeah, that's me. That's basically my reality. It's great. You guys have to like deal with so much reality. I feel sorry for you.
I mean, you know, she's really like
bad for you guys.
She's like singing along to songs about school shootings and she's like, yeah. Yeah, that's what that song's about.
I already fucking knew that.
She's like, I knew. I'm aware.
No, fucking Courtney told me like 6 months ago and I was really mad.
She's like, no. She's like, don't tell her about Radioactive.
I always knew Radioactive was about drugs. Remember, my mom did drugs. I saw the comparison immediately.
Radioactive.
Oh my God.
Immediately. Why do you think I don't listen to it, even though it's like a pretty song?
I didn't know that.
Oh, I played on Beat Saber all the time.
I know, I like that one.
I paid for it.
I know you did. You pay for things?
I do. I pay for way too much shit. Like, I've paid for a Humble Bundle way too goddamn much.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited about all my new cookbooks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Like, I bought a Humble Bundle of cookbooks because I'm like, whatever. She'll enjoy it and it has something to do with air fryers. What?
Yeah.
So, you know, and there's one that had a air fryer.
An air fryer?
Yeah, it had an air fryer recipe book on it because I just got an air fryer. I like went to Best Buy and got myself an air fryer. And yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. Tron uses it all the time. I don't, but I want a recipe book to see, you know, how I would like it. So. But now I have like 13
more stories.
Oh yeah, I have stories of myself.
No, I need more news stories.
Trump is probably going to start a podcast and it's going to compete with mine.
Is he getting impeached tomorrow or not?
No. They're not even going to start the impeachment process until he's out of office.
And then at that point, it's pretty mute. They can't really do anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah.
What are you doing? My wife keeps on grabbing my hand. Like, she's like fucking high as shit. She's like, your hand is magical. But so earlier this week, I was driving down I-25 past Pueblo, and I see a trailer that's like going 65 miles an hour. I have like the whole video of it. This trailer's weaving in and out of fucking the lane, just drunk as hell or way too tired. There's no fucking, you know, other explanation. And so, like, I try and, you know, pass him because he's doing, like, 65 and a 75. So I go to pass him. He fucking steps on his gas to, like, take off. I'm like, okay, whatever, dude. And
yeah,
so as long as he speeds up.
He sped up and then he slowed back down. And he's, like, weaving. And then he, like, almost, like, runs the guy off the fucking road. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He's just, like, left and right, left and right. And, you know, I go to try and pass him, and he just speeds up again. And I'm like, what a fucking piece of shit. So I just flip on my fucking brights. I'm like, all right, motherfucker, you want to play this stupid-ass game? You know, you'll die if I hit you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't understand why these stupid pieces of shit are going to be on the fucking road if they don't know how to fucking drive. Or if you're way too tired, pull the fuck over. There's no shame in it.
Yeah.
Because
I do that.
If you are driving tired and you're swerving a bit and the officer pulls you over, it's like, hey, bud, you know, you're swerving a bit back there. What's going on? Oh, officer, I'm tired. DUI.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Driving, you know, while intoxicated, whatever.
Or a lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Driving while impaired.
Yeah. Whatever your state will call it, you know, DUI, DWI. You know, being a dick, a Friday night, just typical bullshit. Yeah, you're going to fucking get the book goddamn thrown at you. And, you know, you have to, you know, admit to them, yeah, I'm tired and just that's why I was swerving. Yeah. So never admit shit to a cop is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, this motherfucker, we like passed a fucking... like a marquee fucking thing, said, you know, call fucking this number if you see drunk drivers. I'm getting ready to call it. And he takes that fucking exit. I'm like, ooh, you're lucky. You are fucking lucky as shit. I hear Tron, like, in the background.
I know. I do, too.
Yeah, just being loud
as
shit.
That's what I heard earlier.
Yeah, I'm like, God damn, Tron. You know, he's like in his room, like giggling about like racist jokes. He's like, "Hoo, that joke about that black man's hilarious. How do you drown a black man? You know, put a scratch and sniff snicker at the bottom of the pool. How do you starve a black man? Put his food stamps. Put his food stamps under his work boots." God, I love racist jokes, but white people get way too offended at them.
What's a scratch and sniff?
Have you never had a scratch and sniff sticker?
Yeah, she has.
So it's a sticker that like looks like a banana. Uh-huh. You scratch it and then sniff it, and you can smell the banana. Or like you see a pineapple, and you scratch the pineapple sticker, sniff it, it's pineapple.
They never actually smell like fruit, though.
I mean, they try the best they can.
Yeah.
You're like... it's not good enough. You're like an Asian parent. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, an A minus, dishonor.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, these white people get way too goddamn offended. Like, people like Courtney is like the type of person that get offended. It's like, you know, she sees like two white people calling each other nigga.
Oh, I finally got it.
What?
How to drown a black man, because he forgets he's underwater and he inhales the water.
Yeah.
Because you have to smell the sticker to know what it smells like.
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
She's like 10.
Oh, God.
Like, I cannot wait till I get my soundboard and I just, you know, like an airplane sound over her head.
Oh, my God.
It's funny, though.
Alex,
but I need
it's
to
funny.
Like,
I'm ashamed to be your friend.
I'm so sorry.
I'm like...
She's like, remember that joke two jokes ago? She's like the type of person to go to a comedy club and like after we're leaving, she just busts out laughing. I get all the jokes now.
Hey, how often did I get a joke?
I just worked them all out. Mm-hmm. Like she had like a workshop paper. She's like, why is this funny? And then, like, at the end, she's like, oh, my God, that guy. Oh, the story about when he was pooping. I'm like, what? It's like, that was his first joke.
Yeah. That's Alex.
She'll be like on her deathbed and be like, remember that fucking Netflix comedy show that we watched when we were 20? I finally got it.
Were we watching Netflix when we were 20?
I don't know.
I don't think we were. I don't think you had a Netflix subscription yet.
Probably not. You're fucking... See, she's fucking up the joke.
It's my specialty.
I'm going to like make like a car crash fucking drop. My wife, Flo Ruiner.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with this.
But I'm sure like there's some white person listening to this. You need to be nicer to these women. And they're like getting it's a white dude that's getting offended on your behalf. He's like, oh my God, goes to his Twitter. I heard this vile guy be mean to a couple girls on a podcast. It's like, oh my God. I wanna beat this guy right now. I wanna beat his stupid ass. But no. But you know, you see like white girls like, you can't make fun of retarded people. It's like, why? They make so retarded sounds and they're hilarious and they understand what's going on. They understand that they're retarded. Like, it's annoying when I, like, see people stand up for other people that can stand up for themselves. You know, you're like, cracking jokes with, like, a retarded guy and just, like, telling, like, retarded jokes. And it's like, you can't make fun of the mentally disabled person. It's like, you're a fucking cancer. I hate you. You're the worst.
Yeah, those are ableists. They suck.
Oh. Mm. And, you know, we're almost at the end of the episode. So, Courtney, give the review of all the sex toys that you got.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So, as you guys, you know, probably don't remember, because you don't listen to every episode, you're like, fuck, why am I even listening to here? We you know, for Christmas, we got Courtney some sex toys. We, like, you know, went through and, like, figured out the best sex toys. And
like 3 weeks after Christmas.
And shut up. So we're not even 3 weeks after Christmas.
Yeah, we are.
We're on the 7th.
But Christmas is on the 25th.
10 days ago.
No. That's 17, I think.
Still not 3 weeks.
Yes, it is.
21 days is 3 weeks. Jesus, yeah. Do better math.
No.
We're on the 9th right now. So... that was one.
No, I want Courtney to review her toys.
Two weeks ago. So.
I am. Okay, guys. Sorry.
She hasn't left her room since she got them, so.
No, actually. That's kind of a funny story, but I'm not going to say that right now. Okay.
Oh, so. Now you have to say it. You can't be like, that's a hilarious story. I'm not going to say it, but it's a hilarious story. It's in my head. I'm going to forget it.
I end up forgetting, and then, like, I get interrupted when my dad needs help. So it's kind of like...
And she's chilling by herself, and your dad's like, I need help.
Oh, what are you doing? And then I'm like, oh, I'm just hanging out.
So we got Courtney three different sex toys. Start out with... Which one do you got?
Technically four.
Technically four, but...
I have these nipple clamps. They've got vibrating ends. And what I like about these is you can adjust how much they pinch your nipple so it doesn't hurt so bad.
Yeah, very important. They all do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, they all do.
And then I got Kegel balls. I only did the first one, which is just the one...
Just like, shove them all in there.
Set. So there's one where it's one Kegel ball, and then there's a second one that has two Kegel balls on there, and I only have used the first one.
And these are weighted, by the way.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's nice because it jiggles. I don't know if you can hear it. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
And it's not powered, so that's nice.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't need batteries for that one.
Like, it's not what you're used to, but it's so nice.
Give me 1 second.
She's like, she has it in like a nice chest.
Well,
she's
yeah. Like, it comes like in a little, it comes in like the pretty silk bags.
Opens like 10 locks. Like, I don't want my dad to get in here.
Well, yeah. She lives with her parents right now.
And then there's this one. This one's one of the largest ones I've gotten before. The purple one. And it's got, but I don't know which one's this called. This is just the bunny one, right?
It's something. I don't even remember what it's called.
It's got rabbit ears, so yeah. I just called it a rabbit. I call them all rabbits.
Yeah. It's one of those. I like that one.
Yeah, like earlier today, I like went through like all the sex toys, and I'm like, I valued them all up, like 2,000 or above.
Is how much you paid for her. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm spoiled.
Oh, see, this is the second pair.
Yes, so pretty.
And then technically, there was actually a free gift in the thing.
They gave you like a little shitty vibrator?
Yeah, and I like it.
Did they give you the porno mag too?
No.
You didn't get a porno mag with yours?
The porno mag was the best part.
I freaking forgot. It's down there.
It was from 2013.
Courtney immediately lost it. She hasn't even had it a week.
This is how Courtney lives, though.
You can't be surprised by this outcome.
She asked for...
I hide it behind my headboard.
Mm-hmm. Because she lives with her dad now.
I put it in the bag.
What is
it? And she can't be open about sex with her dad for some reason.
She puts catheters in her dad's penis.
There's nothing wrong with her being actually sexual. Sexually active? Am I saying it backwards?
Probably.
Okay.
Oh, no. I showed my dad and Donna what I got from you guys.
Yeah, I was waiting for them to break it open and just be like, hey, where's my package? What package? They just took it from themselves. You like find it in their room, like, no, that was mine.
Oh my goodness. No, I showed them.
You like find the Kegel balls, like shoved up your dad's ass, like, no, dad.
What did their faces look like?
They're like, I don't know. Conservative, like, no. At least it's not cum like a man with jizz that'll get you pregnant.
Immediately afterward, I had to go get some KY. I got turn the heat up.
Like, that just seems like KY with like cinnamon in it, and just like, ooh, it's getting spicy. Oh, habanero. Oh no. Ah.
That was literally the ad talking about it. They described it as cinnamon.
Really?
Yeah. No, there's this ad where it's like this obviously like middle-aged couple and they're like eating breakfast, and like all of a sudden the woman's like, so I really liked the cinnamon that you added to the dessert last night. And the guy like drops his fork and like has to fumble for it for a moment, and then they go back to eating like everything's perfectly fine. Yeah, and then it's like the warming gel.
See, I love it when like people get like super nervous like around sex, like, oh no. We can't ever tell anybody that. It's like, how do you think there's 8 billion fucking people here? It's a lot of dicks and a lot of pussies.
Yeah. I got a second type, too. I got 2 types of lubricant.
She got, like, super spicy? She got sriracha?
I got one that has aloe vera in it.
So if you, like, fucking burn your fucking pussy, you're like,
is that, like, super jelly or more loose?
The Durex is kind of jellier.
Oh, gross.
It is. It's really thicker.
Mm. So. Yeah, I mean, I've used Durex before.
Yeah.
Like, mostly, like, you know, dudes will get lube to just jack off with. But it's such a fucking messy thing. It's like, oh, God damn it. And then you have to have, like, a lube towel, like, you know, like, all right, let's do this.
And, like, I use lube a lot at my job. I don't want that anywhere near my pussy.
You use it a lot at your job. Why do you say that, Alex?
Because it's fucking true.
She like lubes up her cats and like shoves them up asses.
Yeah, you have to. It's rude if you don't. Especially if they're awake for it. At least give them the ease. Like, it's mean if you go in dry. It's just meaner, you know?
See, like, I want to find like the best fucking lube. in the world. Just something that's just like so like slippery forever. Just motor oil. Just it's best for anal. Use motor oil.
Yeah.
I love like the look on my wife's face.
No, I'm like, remembering this one cat. Like, this was clearly the first time she'd ever had a finger up her cat butt, and she just went, "Rrr."
I mean, that's a good thing to know. It's the first time this cat's ever had a finger up its ass.
Like, poor thing, her anal glands were, like, so full. Like, she really needed them expressed. It was so awful. And so, she was so just what? Really happy afterwards because she felt better.
Cats just need to get butt fucked every once in a while?
Yeah, okay, so cats have anal glands the same way dogs do?
I don't know. I've never stuck anything into any animal, ever.
Oh my god, you don't even know about dog anal glands?
No!
Okay.
I don't even look at their fucking genitalia.
I don't have time to educate you, because it's going to be like a 15-minute lecture.
Yeah, I'm not like, let's see. Like, you know, fucking dog. So I'm just saying,
that's why I hate jelly lube. It's why I'm more into the oils.
Oh, okay.
TLDR, but I'm so sorry.
Aren't you only supposed to get water-based for dildos and shit?
I mean, you can get really whatever you want. You want to get a certain one if you're using condoms. Because I think it's you want to get like water-based if you're using condoms.
Yeah, because the oil-based
will break your condom.
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking at that. Some of the oil ones actually said safe for condoms.
So, yeah, that. But you know,
you never know.
Like I've personally said, I'm like, fuck up a condom. I'm like, oh shit. Like, oh, okay, we're done. You've here.
Personally seen them?
Yes, I personally. You think you're the first bitch I've ever fucked?
No, no, aww. I'm saying that happened to you.
Yeah, when I was jerking off.
When you were jerking off.
Yeah, and that's what made it even fucking worse. Because, like, you know, I'm not going to stop either. I'm not going to, like, go find myself a new condom to jerk off with. Because I'm like... And then I found the magic of socks. I'm like, oh, this is way better. And then I found the magic of toilets. And I'm like, oh, this is even better. Fucking, you know, it comes full circle. I'm just like, you know, but jerking off on the condoms. Because I'm like, yeah, I can throw these away. Tell my homeboys that I fuck girls with these. Like, look at that. Oh, check God. It, boys.
Ew.
Throw it at their face.
No, that's gross.
And they're like, ew. They're like sniffing it. You know, like, it smells so new.
So I accidentally walked in on Georgia and her first boyfriend. Like, he was just fingering her. And like, he put it in my face.
Ew, he what?
He's like, small fingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what was worse, what I just heard or what you just did with your fingers.
That's how it goes.
No.
Like, smell my finger.
No. Ew.
Smells like shit. It's like, yeah, it's in my ass.
Because I got there early or something.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's like, you know, if you see a guy, like, just sniffing his fingers, it's the weirdest fucking thing. It's a million times creepier if it's like he had a child with him. It's like, this isn't my daddy. It's like, you know, just like a guy sniffing his finger. Yeah. It's like, okay, no. Please stop sniffing your finger on the subway, please. Jesus Christ. So gross.
On the subway or at a subway?
On a subway. Mm. Or on a bus. Or just any weird public place where you're like,
so still both subways.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, yeah. Oh. You want to smell? It's like, no.
Yeah,
I don't.
Like, you know, if a dude tells you to smell, like, if a dude tells, like, his other dude friend, hey, smell this really quick, you know, you'll give him a courteous sniff. Like,
oh.
Okay.
For, yeah. It's I like, mean, for reals.
But, you know, other than that, it's like, ugh, no. I'm not going to sniff, you know, your fucking, you know, dirty cum sock. It's like, here, sniff my cum box or my poop knife.
Or the boiled chicken in the can.
Oh my god, that was the worst fucking thing in the world. So, just to reiterate on this story, I don't know if I've told it. I'm pretty sure I have.
You have. It was beautiful. This has to go in your stand-up.
So,
like, you're for real stand-up when you're, like, super famous.
I'm not ever going to be super famous.
Of course you will. Now continue.
So, I bought a chicken in a can because I've never seen one before. And we cooked it in a pot because we thought it'd be good. And it was shit. So, it went to the back of the fridge where all fucking things of banishment go. Till you forget about them. It sat back there with a lid on it and fermented for like a year. And then we pulled it out. Like, one of my buddies was like, what's this? Lifted it, slapped in the face with the smell of chicken dust. You know, slammed it down. It's like, hey, Alex, come smell this. And I'm
they
like,
made you smell it?
Yeah, I smelled it. And then I immediately got a roll of duct tape, duct taped the lid shut, threw the entire thing away. I'm like, I don't care if that pot was just made of gold. It was done for. Spoiled.
Yeah. For reals.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I've so smelled some rotten shit in a fridge before. I've smelled shit before. Vomit, all the nasty, like, this thing takes the fucking cake.
Ew.
What?
Vomit that has chocolate in it smells like hot chocolate.
I mean, how awesome
is that? Wait, why do you have to say that story, Alex? Ew.
It smells like
hot
chocolate.
Oh my god, tell that story, Alex.
So, dogs have a very bad habit of eating whatever they think they want to eat, and chocolate.
Women's panties?
Well, yes, that too. Oh my god, I've told you that story, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So dogs love chocolate because they have a lot of sweet receptors on their tongue. So they love sweet things, and chocolate is full of sugar. So they love to eat chocolate. Chocolate will kill your dog. So when your dog eats chocolate, you immediately take your dog to the vet, and the vet immediately makes your dog vomit. And so the dog vomits and empties up its stomach, and all of the chocolate is like now like melted into the stomach acid, and it's basically cooked like hot chocolate. So it smells like the best hot chocolate you've ever smelled in your entire life. But at the same time, it's dog vomit, and you have to clean it up, and you're only making $11 an hour. And clean your shift just your started.
Clean it up with your tongue.
No. No, someone like, and like sometimes if dog's not tied down, like they'll come over and try to lick it up because dogs love vomit. And then it's like, okay, fuck, I have to make the other dog vomit too. God damn it.
I love how this microphone looks like a big black dick in my face.
You're just imagining things.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
I mean, to me, it does.
Oh, so you do wish.
I mean, who knows? I'm the gayest one here, like I've said.
I mean, that is like kind of the only option. You know, we can only be lesbians.
I mean, you know, girls sucking dick is pretty fucking gay. Like,
I don't know.
This gay one over here, what a faggot. Sucks my dick.
I don't know.
I thought you liked it when I sucked your dick.
I do. Trust me. Don't stop. Okay. You never stop.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you start losing teeth, I'll just break the rest of them out.
Oh, won't that be better?
Get a gummy.
The less teeth I have, the less chance I have of biting your dick.
See, I mean, you know, Courtney's got bobs now.
Yeah, I do.
My wife's like, what the fuck is a bob?
Like, the haircut?
No, a battery-operated boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was never going to get that.
No, you weren't, because you lived under a rock for...
No, like... I know what that meant, but I almost only see it spelled out with, like, periods. So I don't know. It didn't connect with the O sounds. I was never going to get there.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know how else to explain to you how...
Oh my god, she what? Got into it when you didn't have to plug it, when you had to actually use batteries and they weren't rechargeable.
Well, yours are all rechargeable, right?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
They're both battery operated.
Good.
It's fine, I've got batteries.
Get rechargeable batteries, because that's what I have. Walmart sells them, like the Energizer ones. And, like, it comes with, like, a little wall outlet thing, and you can just... I have, like, 16 batteries that I just use for all over the stuff, and You can get triple A's and double A's.
Yeah, I never have to buy batteries. It's great.
Because I fucking buy them and you just steal them from me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Aww. But,
you know, this is the end of the episode.
What's yours is mine.
Yeah, my cock.
Yeah,
so,
that too.
Check me out on Instagram and Twitter, Alex the Truck, if you have any questions, comments, concerns. Beck, my son started listening to your podcast and now he's weirdly racist. I'll be like, okay, here's what you have to do. Kill him. I've created a monster. It's like Frankenstein. Burn him with fire. It's most effective. Or drown him. It doesn't matter. Make sure the police don't find. What?
Oh, my.
My wife, like, it was earlier just, like, making me angry. Like, I want civil war. And I'm like, no, you don't. Then I have to, like, go kill people. I don't have time for that. I have a job to do. Mm-hmm. I have to drive a truck and be funny. I can't be funny when I'm killing people and covering them in blood.
You can't?
No. Uh-uh. I'll also probably get killed like day one by like something weird. Like cholera.
Like cholera, huh?
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know what cholera is. So it might sound really fucking ignorant.
It's basically a diarrhea that is so bad it dehydrates you that you die from dehydration.
Okay, so yeah.
Within about cholera. 24 to 48 hours.
My answer stands. That's how I die. But thank you all for listening. Eventually, my voice will get back to the nice, sultry tones where it used to be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not anytime soon, because I just don't ever fucking stop talking. Give my voice a chance to rest.
You can still taste things,
right?
Yeah,
you talk way too much.
Okay.
I can taste everything. Yeah, Courtney's like, shut the fuck up, Alex. It's like, spelled my name wrong on my thing.
You did?
Don't go back and look.
Wait, how did you spell it?
It doesn't matter.
How did you spell it?
Okay, thank you all for listening.
How did you spell it?
Bye.
How did you spell it?
I didn't.